From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The United States has confirmed that Iran released 10 U.S. Navy sailors Wednesday, a day after they were detained when they drifted into Iranian territorial waters. A Pentagon statement said there was no indication that 9 men and 1 woman were harmed while in Iranian custody. The sailors were on 2 small boats in the Persian Gulf between Kuwait and Bahrain when U.S. controllers lost contact with them Tuesday. U.S. officials said they were picked up near Farsi Island, and the Pentagon said Wednesday they left the island in the same 2 boats before being taken ashore by Navy aircraft. The Navy, meanwhile, is investigating the incident. Iran's Revolutionary Guard said earlier that the group had been released after the U.S. apologized for the intrusion into the territory and gave assurances it would not happen again. In his 7th and final State of the Union address, President Barack Obama touted his accomplishments and focused on his vision for the future in an optimistic speech that attempted to define his legacy as he enters his final year in office. He addressed a packed House of Representatives chamber on Tuesday in the U.S. Capitol.
Our unique strengths as a nation, our optimism and work ethic, our spirit of discovery, our diversity, our commitment to rule of law, these things give us everything we need to ensure prosperity and security for generations to come.
You can read more on the president's speech at voanews.com. Pakistani police and hospital officials said a suicide bombing Wednesday at a polio vaccination center in southwestern Pakistan killed at least 14 people and wounded 23 others. Doctors said 5 of the wounded were listed as critical and that the death toll could rise. The attack occurred in the city of Quetta, and authorities said most of the casualties were security personnel. VOA News. Pakistan said Wednesday it had arrested several individuals belonging to the Jaish-e-Mohammed militant group that India suspects mastermind the deadly assault earlier this month on an Indian airbase. The offices of the group are also being traced and sealed, said a statement issued by Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif's office after he chaired a meeting of top civilian and military officials in Islamabad to review the ongoing investigations. A top U.S. official said Wednesday Washington would continue to press Islamabad to fight all militant networks while demanding justice for the victims of the 2008 Mumbai attacks, in which 166 people were killed, including 6 Americans. The United States Under Secretary of State for Civilian Security, Democracy and Human Rights, Sarah Seawall, made the remarks at the U.S.-India Global Issues Forum in New Delhi. She stressed the need to secure justice for the victims of the Mumbai attacks when 10 Pakistani gunmen landed on the city's shores by boat.
And we will continue to press Pakistan to take the fight to all terrorist networks in the border region and to do everything in its power to help India achieve justice for the Mumbai attacks, which claimed both Indian and American lives.
Sewell also added that the U.S. would stand by India and all countries against the threat of extremism. Taiwan's anti-China opposition party is holding its lead ahead of Saturday's pivotal presidential election, even as the ruling Nationalist Party gains ground. Ralph Jennings reports.
Nationalist Party spokesman Eric Wong says his party sees a need for change.
For Taiwan to move forward with mainland China, we need to spread this dividends more equally among everyone. Are there things we need to make amends? The answer is also yes. We encourage dialogue. We encourage communications.
The opposition Democratic Progressive Party's chairperson, Tsai Ing-wen, leads in opinion surveys by at least 8 percentage points over Eric Du, her counterpart with the Nationalists. Du has narrowed that gap this month through intense campaigning after declaring his candidacy in October. Ralph Jennings for VOA News, Taipei.
South Korean soldiers have fired warning shots at a suspected North Korean drone that was spotted flying over the border separating the two countries. A statement by South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the object was spotted flying above an observation post Wednesday along the western part of the border. The object turned around and returned to North Korean side after it was fired upon. Officials in eastern Afghanistan said a gun and bomb attack Wednesday in Jalalabad killed 7 security personnel. Afghan police and witnesses said the attack began with several massive explosions near the Pakistani consulate. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.